Hey there, Lions fans. It's the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast, and coming to you from the Holiday gas station at 24 hours a day. Trying to get our fishing licenses renewed because it's that type of year, time of year. And spring is, well, we heard it's here, but it's not showing itself yet. It's hiding.
Behind winter, snow go away.
And cold and
go away
clouds and moisture
get
and
tired
no sun
by chimney. I want to burn no more wood.
Not football weather, but
kind of.
But yet, that means it's off-season football weather, and it gives us time to reflect on what the heck the Lions may or may not do.
Yeah.
Yet one more week here with two podcasts. Well, one more after this, before the draft, and 10 days from recording. And, yeah, so what were you going to say there, Randy?
I was going to say we need to welcome Tubby back to the show.
And that's Tom over there.
Well, yeah. Hello.
Welcome back, Tubby.
Good to be back.
We're glad to have you back. I'm going to turn down all the alarms on my phone so we don't have that.
We'll have some actual good information this week instead of me and Randy babbling. We held the fort.
We did.
Did a good job, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Tubby.
Yeah. So, yeah, at M66NDLP on Twitter. Randy at WoodenTunes2 on Twitter. Tom at TwitterTom. Myself at PissPoorPackers. I really missed the opportunity while you were gone, Tom, to say, no, Tom, Twitter. Because, no, you weren't here. And but oh, well.
Good one, Rich.
Yeah. Day late and dollar short. One shoe short of a picnic. So, yeah. That's what my mom said.
What?
One shoe short of a picnic. Yeah. It was an accident, but those words came out. So, but back to Lions.
Hey, what happened this week?
What did happen, Randy?
Not much as far as transactions go. Just one. And we signed Deshaun Elliott, and I'm happy about that. I mean, he's projected to be the starter, but we'll see what happens after the draft, you know, in case somebody, you know, drafts somebody that, you know.
For the most part, I think he might be projected to be a starter just simply because we don't have another starter. Tracy Walker.
Well, other than Tracy Walker, yeah.
And the guy has started before, but he's more of a box, you know, probably fits more of a little bit, more of a box style. Safety. He might start, you know, against run sets.
Yeah.
A little bit more. I'm expecting them to, you know, draft, you know, cut more cover. There's some really good cover safeties in this
really
draft.
Really good cover safeties.
You know,
yeah.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Coverage. But that's a thing of the past.
Yeah, but he is a good safety when he's healthy.
Healthy.
Keeping this guy healthy is a key to every
NFL player right now. It's like, how long can you stay healthy? That seems to be the biggest question.
But a lot of those guys, it takes a little time for their bodies to adapt to the injuries and take a couple hits and get over it and keep working. And
these aren't the same injury either. He doesn't have a nagging style injury. He's had different injuries that have just kind of popped up. But the one season where, you know, he basically played all year, he played very well.
Yep.
You know, he's definitely outplayed his contract or his draft status.
That's
he
where
he's kind of like Bonnie Oruorie in the fifth round. This guy went, you know, a safety in the sixth round, you know, and was still good enough to, you know, be a rotational guy, be a spot starter, you know.
And play for a while and get hurt a little bit and come back and work those injuries and get stronger. Because the NFL.
They get signed by the Detroit Lions.
And still no word on what the contract is.
Right.
Well, I heard 1 year, $3.65 million, one max. That's right. Yeah. $3.65 max. That's what I heard.
So more 1 year contract.
Right. 1 year.
Right, with a little incentive built in.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I read. I read $3.65 million.
I do like what these guys are doing with contracts.
I did write it on the board right here. Yeah. So
I see that.
Yeah.
No one else can see that.
Sorry, dude. Didn't know where else to put it. I didn't know how.
But that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So yeah. But our board's going to change here in the next 2 weeks anyway.
Lots of 1 year contracts and for the new people, and some 2 year contracts. The high dollar, you know, new people.
And Tishon Elliott is another one of those guys that's a fifth-year guy, you know, so it's his first year after his rookie contract, you know, fits in with the young veterans, you know, and you're not paying him a boatload of money.
No, not at all.
You know.
But he's familiar with the system.
But yeah, he should have fresh legs. He's still a young guy.
Yep.
You know, he's only great. Like 25 years old. Yeah, sure. Shake out another 1 year contract. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of Pruitt deals. You know, like
nothing at that safety. I mean, you know,
CJ Moore, $2.4 million, 1 year. Yeah.
Right. I mean, CJ's an undrafted free agent guy.
Not guaranteed money or nothing.
Right. Special teams.
There's got to be some guys on the roster that are going to get replaced that we really haven't talked about because they aren't necessarily bottom feeders and they're not necessarily Trey Flowers, you know, because, you know, you can get a guy like C.J. Moore that maybe he fell off the roster. At $2.4 million, I don't know what his cap hit would be. But maybe someone beats him out in special teams and safety.
Yeah, see, it's been a little
drafting a safety and getting in some special teamers in UDFAs and things. He gets squeezed out.
Right,
But it goes both ways because, you know, the team has put a lot of time into this guy. You know, now he's working on a second contract.
But these guys,
I don't really care anything about any of that because this is a defense that has got to be rebuilt from us.
He's got to have some kind of development there because they keep bringing it back. That's the point of that. You know,
until they don't.
That's how your depth gets better.
Looking for spots. Looking, how do you get better? Right?
Their starters need to become their depth.
Exactly.
Basically, what you're looking at.
Yeah. If you guys want to win, talking about wanting to win. You know, that's what's got to happen.
Replacing starter quality.
Yeah. And, like you and I, the last 2 weeks, we've been talking kind of about this, Randy. And from what I can tell, our list of offensive guys to replace is actually longer than the defensive side. But yet, the defensive side needs more overhaul. And where is that going to come from at this point?
I don't know who all you guys are trying to replace on the offense.
Other
than running back. That's the, could use the help.
Yeah, we're talking the full 81 guys that are there.
No, okay. If you're looking at the offensive line, you're looking at guys like Stenberg. You know, is he coming back?
You keep bringing up Stenberg. Stenberg didn't even make the team last year.
No, well, exactly.
He's not going to make the team this year.
Well, right. I hope not. But they still need to replace him. The full 81.
He's already been replaced. Kramer has replaced him.
Well, that's good because I like Kramer, but
Tommy Kramer has replaced Stenberg.
We're talking practice squatters at this point, you know. The top 81 players that are on the team right now, Stenberg's still one of them technically.
Sure.
So
yeah, that's my point. My only point. I'm not trying to.
And the same thing with Skipper Dan Skipper. Yeah. You know where
I just don't.
You can't keep them all.
No, right. But this was just.
Why the list of the offense is longer for me in my head is because of guys like Skipper Dan and
longer that needs to fall off. You mean?
Well, they may get replaced.
There's a whole bunch of guys that just need to fall off.
Well, no, exactly.
It's Stedberg's one of them.
There's man roster.
We've got 9 spots and currently 8 draft picks and 1 UDFA. So and then a bunch of guys.
Have we talked about that yet?
Not today.
day draft picks rather than nine. And
yes,
how the NFL is just, you know, they're being a little bit too kind with that seventh round, the last seventh round
pick. Conditional whatever.
It was, right, it was conditional, and whether we didn't make it or the other team did or whatever, how it worked out, we didn't end up with it.
Well, yeah, we didn't get it. It reverted back to Denver or something. I mean,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, well, so that means now we take, usually wrong we take when I start five talking about draft picks. Undrafted free agents instead of four.
Maybe.
You know?
No, it means we don't get Connor Haywood. That's what they're saying.
Well, sorry, that's not true. That will be
back
true.
End of the sixth round. He'll be there probably, and you know, you never know.
I wonder if he's going to get scooped up earlier because of that.
Because of a fullback.
A fullback that got injured.
I don't see where that's going to have any effect on Connor Haywood
coming out as a tight end. He's a 6-foot tight end.
I know. Yeah. I'd
rather see him come out as a running back.
Yeah.
Sure? Yeah, me too. But, yeah. Well, you know, he come out
he's
as
great
a tight
out
end. That could be a cover up.
He's really good.
If he wants to actually get to Detroit, let's go out as a tight end.
Well, I think that devalues him. So.
Well, he took snaps away from your Walker at Michigan State. Right? Well, took snaps out of the backfield. And that hurts, kind of hurting Walker a bit in the draft. I mean, as makes him number two as opposed to number one.
Right.
It doesn't really, you know,
but
not
he
a
played
punch
in
the
Senior Bowl, too, you know, for the Lions. So, you know, there's got that going, too. So, you know, I think they know what he is.
We're
going to
do
they,
our normal 5 minutes for Connor Haywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Every podcast.
Every podcast does
I can't help it. I like Connor Haywood. I like Jordan Davis, too. But I don't think they're
going to. If you guys went to Ferris State, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't care.
As long as it ain't Hutchinson, I'm good. So.
crap.
So where are we now? Still a holiday? Long line for fishing licenses.
Yeah. Now, well, last week we were on the offense. We mentioned some of the running. Well, we didn't mention any running backs really, but we talked about the position and that it's a possibility in the later rounds.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think that's something that. The later rounds is something that we're not talking about. No one's really, you know, sticking their leg out there and saying this is what should happen in the later rounds because they're all talking, answering questions about Hutchinson and Thibodeau. And
sure. Well, everybody wants the excitement of, you know, what's going on in the early rounds, and who the really good players are that you know Detroit could go after.
Yeah.
But obviously. You know, it's a good defensive draft. We need a lot of defensive players. Even if they took five defensive players, you know, in the first 2 days, they might take all offense players on the last day. You know, there's people out there that want, you know, wide receiver, want this, want that. Another catching tight end.
Yeah. My nightmare kind of would be quarterback wide receiver.
Oh, I know. It's just the worst.
32.
Yeah, quarterback, wide receiver, and defensive end, right? You know, edge rusher.
You're right. It's
those three we don't need.
Yeah,
and that's the only three anybody wants to talk about.
Yeah,
we don't need those
the
three.
Worst thing. Oh, it's over and over and over.
I mean, yes, we can use help, but those are already like the best parts of the whole team. You know, put good players the rest of the spots.
Yeah,
for crying out loud!
Yeah, you put players in front of your best spot when you have a full team.
Yeah,
right. You get a better pass rusher when your roster is set.
I still look at pass rushers almost. You know, edge rushers are like linebackers that
maybe.
You know you don't get the durability, the longevity out of them.
Right.
That you do in some other positions.
It makes sense to me then to maybe push that off a year or two, and the same as you do with a quarterback.
Yeah,
it's like,
think
don't get them
start
down.
With a defensive, you know, and oh, you build your defense with it. No, you don't. You finish with that.
Yeah.
You know, really, you do.
Well, we talked off pod about the size, and the optimal size is 6'5", 270, and that's a pretty slight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good sized defensive end. A lot of these rush edges are in the 260 range, okay, 255, yeah, 260 range.
270 is heavy, though.
Yeah,
right.
270 to 280 is typically a little bit more durable, and holds up better against the run.
Slower.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah,
okay.
And you don't put as high a value on them. All these guys to me are, defensive line to me is rotational players. I don't give two hoots, how much somebody rushes or whatever. They're rotational guys. They're on the field, usually
right.
70,
pass rush win
maybe
rate.
80% of the time. And, and offenses can just, you watch games and you watch how much edge rushers actually have. And as far as, impact on the game, and I see them getting swallowed up against the run, against the pass, they're getting, rolled away from. Or it's a two-step drop, on a quick out. I mean, Brady does that all day long.
Right.
I mean, it's just a two-step drop, and boom, the ball is out. Nobody's, got time to get to the quarterback when you're in second and four and third and two all the time.
Right, yeah.
And you can't cover a simple out or a quick slant. So from that standpoint, you're better off having, building your defense in units. The whole defensive backfield, as a unit, and the defensive line as a unit, and then you're off the ball linebackers, you're far better off trying to do that than trying to go after that great big splash player necessarily.
Right.
That you think, oh, there's the big edge rusher.
That's
gotta have him.
Let's spread that money out a little bit.
There is something to say about the best player available when you're top five and throwing out conventional wisdom.
Position.
Right. You just take the best player. So if it is a defensive end, you would take that. But
sure,
maybe it's not this year.
All right.
And it surely isn't a quarterback.
I mean, not a quarterback. We don't, you could argue offensive, tackle. But we don't need
them. Don't need that. So.
There's, the defensive backs are in that conversation as well.
There is.
Yeah, Mel Kiper seems to think so.
Yeah, Kiper.
Right?
Kiper thinks so.
But yeah, but all
I
that,
like it.
Yeah. And a lot of that just leaves us for offense later, running backs later, things that maybe you wouldn't think about.
Right, right.
And things that, future, right? It's about team building, and it's not about win now. And maybe you can find some diamonds in that rough later that will produce later on.
Sure, sure.
And shoot, those good 220-pound running backs. And
yeah. I mean, you can still, on day three, grab a running back, grab a tight end, an inline tight end for blocking. That adds to the team,
right?
Without doubling up on a position that you've already basically got that position covered. If you're
run
only
game. Just run game,
you don't want to draft guys that are only gonna make you a little bit better, because they're covering somebody that's already kind of good. You want somebody that's gonna make you a lot better because they're covering somebody that's bad. And there's a lot of bad players on that defense.
Yeah,
that's where the evaluation department comes in. You have to be good at evaluating players because you want to upgrade the guys that you got on your team. You got to know where they are to start with. And then you look for that upgrade in your later rounds of the draft, undrafted free agency. There's some guys have and some guys don't.
That's right.
Brad
Holmes, he's got to show us in this draft that he's a rock star.
This is a breakout draft, right?
It really is.
If a player has a breakout season, this is a breakout draft for a GM right here.
It really is. I think it is.
Yeah.
It's just a big draft.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This one should prove the crowding.
Yeah, we don't have history. We have 1 year of decisions, right? The trade up into the fourth round, so maybe we'll see something like that again.
Sure.
We have the opportunity, right? Or I would say the need, really, to unfortunately, we lost some capital in that seventh rounder that I was hoping to trade to get into the fourth round, right?
Yep.
So right. That's yeah. not there.
That does kind of take away from us. That
yeah, it definitely takes away
from our capital possibilities of moving up.
Or at least this year's capital. And you don't necessarily want to start giving away next year's capital. You want to try and
accumulate is
capital because in the back of our minds, we still need a quarterback.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah,
we've got to accumulate. So
this year's draft is important. There's no doubt about it. But next year's draft, that's the key to the playoffs right there. Yes, me.
I think this year's is. But.
Well, yeah, but.
Year is going to really lay the foundation for the
foundation, defense. Yeah. And a good year can definitely get you a wild card spot.
Yeah, see,
Minnesota might be tough. Green Bay might be tough.
Yeah, Minnesota might be better just because Zimmer's gone.
Right.
We just have to even things out. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of players on our team that are, at a higher level than a lot of team players that aren't quite there yet,
Yeah.
And so, these players develop, cool. Hey, welcome aboard. But, where Detroit is right now, we don't really have a whole lot of time to really basically mess around with that shit, We're not in too big of a hurry, but we are in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah, my argument is with edge rushers and linebackers.
Hurry up and wait.
Being a little bit later additions is... I mean, you look at the two Super Bowl teams. I know we talked about this, on podcast a little bit, but Von Miller, Rams picked up Von Miller, midway through the season. Now, they've obviously got, a great pass rusher inside for Aaron Donald. And actually, if you look across the board, the better defenses, in the NFL have interior pass rushers more than they have edge rushers. But anyway, and then...
Symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. But they basically rented Von Miller for a year, won a Super Bowl. He went off, signed with Buffalo for $120 million.
Retirement money.
$20
million.
Was it 6 years? Yeah, I'd say he probably only played about 3 years of that.
Yeah, I mean,
He's 30 something already.
But I mean, I think they guarantee like $56 million.
Jesus, man. It's
just a crazy contract. They let somebody else pay for it. All right. Same thing with the receiver. Yeah. They run a receiver with OBJ.
Yep.
And boom, took right off. And now OBJ is gone. I don't know if he signed anybody.
He's a free agent with the ACL.
He's got a pass physical before he'll sign with somebody. But
probably. I'm hoping he goes back.
Yeah, I doubt if he will. It's too much money. He's sounded like he was already picked for someplace.
Yeah.
Somebody wants him, but it's just a matter of him clearing, getting his medicals taken care of.
Go back to Cleveland. Better
management.
Different quarterback.
Go out west to the Raiders. I think that would be a good spot for him.
He told go play with Watson in Cleveland.
Right. So, and the Rams aren't wringing their hands over it. They've got a really good team. They've got a really good defense.
Right.
They've got, a core team.
Resigned Matt Stafford.
Yeah,
extension.
Good
for
Matt.
So they're not worried about these types of things, When you look at Cincinnati.
They can score on a fourth round pass rusher if they need to.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's, they went out and they got Trey Hendricks. Hendrickson from New Orleans. New Orleans, drafted him. So Dan Campbell knows him. He was a third rounder, and for the first three seasons, he didn't do squat. And then his fourth year, all of a sudden, he has 13 and a half sacks. Here's a guy that's, 6'5", 6'6", 270.
Growing into his body.
In. He's just, he's a bigger defensive end.
Yeah, like finally, $1 million a sack.
It works. New Orleans, they don't have the cap, money at the time to sign him. And Cincinnati's got all kinds. They scoop them up, like $15 million, $60 million over 4 years. But they didn't guarantee him that much. I mean, his guaranteed money was like $16 million.
Right.
You know, so, you know, just over, you know,
seasons. $8 million a year in the first two.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's it. And so, but he comes back and he gets 14 sacks this year. But, I mean, he's a third-round pick. You can go all through the draft where, you know, different guys have, you know, busted out for a year or two here or there.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of guys that are, you know.
You want sacks?
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot.
You talk about Aaron Donald. You go back to that 9 years. Who was the very first guy that was drafted in that draft? It was Jadeveon Clowney.
True.
You know, and he's only got like 40 sacks.
That's who they compare Thibodeau to. Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Thibodeau.
You know, but he's only played in, I mean, he's missed a bunch of games. You know, so you've got to be conscious of that. That's the same with Thibodeau. You know, he missed games last year.
Yeah, what? Two or and then well, but he played hurt for most of the season with that ankle injury and so yeah.
But it kind of goes with the territory, you know.
It does. You have to be that way.
Yeah. But the best edge rusher in that draft was Khalil Mack. You know, and he went what, like 8th or 10th, something like that, to the Raiders. Did the Raiders win anything while he was there?
No.
They traded him to Chicago. Did Chicago win anything while he was there?
Did they give up anything to get him? Did they give up something to get him?
What do you mean?
Chicago? Did they give up?
Well, yeah. Yeah. The Raiders got something out of him. Did Chicago get anything out of him?
Huh. Like a third maybe at the end there? But they traded him just this year to San Diego? The Chargers, Yeah.
I mean, look how much money these guys are paying them. Millions and millions of dollars. And their edge rusher is not winning games.
Nope.
It's not winning games.
No, well, it can look like it wins you a game, right?
It makes the crowd excited when somebody sacks the quarterback.
Yeah.
These guys do not win games.
William Clay Ford liked edge rushers.
He liked anybody that didn't make sense.
Anyone that was, you know, a star.
In fact, we go back. This would be funny. Do a little.
Anybody who puts butts in the seat.
Do a little all the way back to from Wayne Fonts and
cheers to Wayne Fonts.
And talk about who they would draft in this draft, since there's so many different varieties.
Yeah, that is a good point. Okay. Just the variety at each of these first three picks.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know. Nothing's really elite. Nothing screams at number two, you have to take me, because the quarterback went first, and now you have the pick of the litter, and this guy's the best. And there's nothing like that.
I mean, Brad Holmes, you know, said right from the beginning. I mean, said, you know, weeks ago that, you know, they trade the pick. You know, if somebody wants to come up and take it, they're happy to trade it. They even trade it before the draft.
Right,
not even knowing, which is what something there. I've always said. What I hope they do,
you know. So
let's get this shit over with.
He's letting people know that he's not married to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, and like you said, you know, let's get it over with.
Yeah,
but my feeling is it's not going to happen. If it happens, it won't happen until they're on the clock.
Yeah,
and because there's so much.
Smoke
up in the air. Just everything.
There's so much smoke everywhere. There's
no guarantee what's going on. It could be Hutchinson. It could be Walker.
Now, they've gotten they've gone out and shown a lot of interest in different players, like Thibodeau, who really maybe should be looked at as the number two guy in this draft.
Yeah. A lot of the times,
were they
the
showcasing,
draft,
you know, a little
draft
bit?
Reverts to the original ranking lot of the times, you know, it goes through this cycle of, well, what about this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and it ends up, well, you know, you get guys like offensive tackle Thomas that went to the Giants. That was what you expected, and they went through all this other this and that and the other guy, and it just, things revert to the way it originally was thought of. Now Hutchinson is an outlier because he was supposed to be like, you know, the 7th defensive end, not the 1st.
Yeah.
Right? So there's your outlier this year, and I think that's about it.
Well, he's the 4th-year senior, though, and, you know, he's the most refined out of the group.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, that's the only reason that he's put there. You know, there's some of these other guys, yeah, they're juniors, like, you know, Trayvon Walker. I mean, to me, it's almost an extra year, you know, production in the pros.
Right. Yeah, and he comes from...
Because 30's 30. doesn't matter if you get there in 6 years or eight. Yeah. 30's 30.
He's coming from a rotation, so he's used to that. There's no ego there, and maybe he doesn't have the... Well, there's no maybe. He doesn't have the sack production that you expect from a first-round pick, but yet he probably sets the edge better than anyone else.
Exactly.
So where Hutchinson then gets more sacks... But yet he's not going to be as good inside as Walker.
Right.
And then you got Thibodeau he really can't set the edge just
yet. I really like Jermaine.
But yet he's going to get more sacks than anyone.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Jermaine.
And then Jermaine Johnson, he's got more headroom probably than all three or four of them.
He's got good bend.
He's got good bend. He's got good production in his 1 year, you know, where he was really featured. And, you know, and he played the whole year. You know, he's got durability. He's got production.
Yeah.
He's got a good bend.
Yep.
You know, he's got good speed, good takeoff. And so.
Yeah. And that comes with, like you said, durability and longevity and usefulness and who's going to be ready day one.
Yeah.
And is... Who's going to make an impact? And that's tough at number two this year.
That's Jermaine Johnson the third, right?
Yes,
the third.
Second or third? Yeah, whatever.
I'll take three.
Doesn't matter. I got him on my top five. I really do. I like Jermaine Johnson.
Oh, you switched it up. Randy's already waffling from last week.
Well, Jermaine's kind of climbed up the ladder a little bit. I mean, he's always been inside the top 10, but he's like, you know, I think there's a legitimate argument to say that.
So who dropped out of your top five? Who dropped out of your top five to make room?
Kyle Hamilton.
Ah, see.
You know, and Tommy disagrees with that, but. Well, I have
my own top fives. You can
have yours. Yeah, thank you.
See, we went through top fives last week. Randy, what was your top five? Do you remember?
Last week, you know, I had, you know, Walker, Gardner, Thibodeau, and then I had Kyle Hamilton and Jordan Davis. That's my reach, you know.
Right. So
two, that'd be a reach, but how much of a reach?
Walker, Hutchinson, Sauce. Four would have been Thibodeau, and then the other wide receiver, not Olave from Ohio State. Garrett Wilson.
Wilson.
That was my reach, right? So what are your five?
My five: Sauce, Gardner, Kyle Hamilton, Trayvon Walker, Hutchinson, and Johnson.
Nice.
Yeah, see, that was mine from last week.
Yeah.
And those are just defense. I mean, you know, I could probably throw in top two tackles in the top five of this group.
Tackles.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Offensive tackles.
Yeah. So Neil and
that's your target defense, sir. Offensive tackles, I can see that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the value is definitely there with those guys. They're not elite tackles,
right?
But my top five defensive players would be just the way.
And that's what you want for the Lions right now is defense in the top five.
That's why I like Jordan Davis.
Right. That was your guy.
Yeah. No, if they trade back, I mean, you know, there's a lot of potential.
Right, and that's the thing for me with Garrett Wilson. Say if they trade back, I'm like, well, yeah, maybe that's the guy, because if they trade back to add
another fairly high pick and maybe another one for next year as well. I mean, they could go offense, you know, in the first
early
day. Yeah, they go offense early.
Yeah.
You know, and still get, you know, a boatload of defensive players.
Boatload. Yeah, and then running back late. I still want to work in some running back.
Sure.
Yeah, we could rock out of that. That'd be all right.
All right. So,
I guess we got to stay away from Connor Haywood, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes. I got some some good guys here. So, like, it's, of course, like, Isaiah Pacheco from Rutgers, 5'10", 216, mm-hmm. had a 4'3", 7'40". Out of our range. Too early. Probably, I think, yeah. right? So, and then I'm thinking Baylor's Abram Smith, 5'11", 221.
Right.
Probably still too early.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like Abrams, too.
Yeah. Then there's Tyler Algier.
Not a ton of shift, but good power.
Right, yeah. You got the size.
Yep.
So, and Tyler Algier from yep. Brigham Young.
Yep.
Another 5'11", 220.
Yep.
Right?
He's got a little shift to him, too.
Yes. So, you could switch those two.
I'm yeah.
thinking it's, but without a fourth rounder, it's a tough ask.
Right, right.
For those guys, right? Right.
Yeah.
So then, sticking with that size, like Zamir White from Georgia, 6 foot 215,
mm-hmm.
good deal, right? But before that, right, I'd take Devontae Price, Florida International, 6'2", 215, and
tall guy for running back,
right? But the you get into the pass protection at that point, right? Because it's just a big guy, right? And
sure.
And your late rounders, sure. right? That's what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
So, and Brian Roberson from Junior from Alabama, another 6'1", 225, right? So mm-hmm. pass protection. Big guys
yep.
just get in the way, right? That's a big thing, right? And then hit or miss here, right, with Snoop Connor, right, from Ole Miss, 5'10", 215.
It's just what we need. The world needs another Snoop. The
world yep. needs another Snoop, yep. right? So, and then
there's a bunch of these guys.
There is, right? That's what we're saying. It's just
back
take
them.
Take one.
Yeah,
yeah it's, one. They're going to be grab around. One of these guys is going to be around. Zonovan Knight. From North Carolina State, 5'11", 210. And then you get to guys that you're looking at as well, Tom, like Pierre Strong, right?
Yeah, so real speed backs.
Yes, the other
that will still be there in the late rounds.
Right. Then we mentioned last week, if anyone was listening. That you were thinking that they could take two running backs because, really, if you look at their
I was thinking four day three picks, maybe they, you know, could sneak that Connor Hayward
right,
yeah,
so, right, exactly.
seventh rounder, in,
but you know, yeah, but now that's not there, so
yeah,
we're not.
We can
be
still
able
add.
To,
we can still add even UDFAs, you know,
exactly.
Yeah,
running backs, you got to add yeah. extra running backs every year.
They yeah, just, that'll be our seventh round pick this year as an undrafted free agent. You know,
right? Yeah, because yeah, with exactly. with Pierre Strong's like yeah 5'11", 3'8", 207, right? But ran a 4.37.
Yeah, I mean, he's fast. He's a guy that, you know, you can slot out. You know, you can use him in multiple ways in the offense. I think he's got some special teams chops. So, you know, do a little returning. You know, he basically replaced Godwin.
Right.
You know.
That's what I mean.
We mentioned that. Hopefully somebody that, you know, doesn't fumble the ball.
Exactly, you know, and I think that's the only reason why Iggy could, you know, not like they're gonna like totally drop him, like, but they should, but
they might.
But I still think they like him. They'd probably keep him on the practice.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, like special teams, you know, compared to, you know, running the ball, but yeah, special teams and even catching the ball out of the backfield, he's great. Is running the ball between the tackles is where he gets the ball pulled out on him.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
He's just not used to being a running back.
Yeah, well, at least not in the NFL. I mean, you know, he was one in high school, I think, or played a little bit of college, too. But just not very much. I mean, you know, he still handled the ball, you know. But, yeah, you're between the tackles, that's where he usually loses it, you know. So,
and another guy that, that opted out of the Senior Bowl was James Cook.
Gotcha.
Right? Dalvin Cook's brother, smaller. More shifty guy, 5'11", 199.
Gotcha.
And so, don't know what he may have. unfortunately, I was really excited to see him at the Senior Bowl. You know?
See, anything under like 6 foot is to be for a running back is good. You don't want them too tall.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot
have
of what
to be shifty, yeah.
That might be Iggy's problem because he's like
he's a little taller.
He's a little taller.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah. I mean, as a returner and as somebody that can catch the ball in the backfield, he does fine. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Special teams.
As just a regular running back, though. And, you know, being able to use him in all the different facets, I think he's a little limited. So, you know, you replace him with a fifth-rounder, you know, fifth or sixth-rounder.
I think Ben Johnson, now becoming our offensive coordinator, I think they're going to – he's got that already probably already figured out. So,
yeah. It's in a lot of the – well, the guys that we had last year were all kind of same size-ish here and there. No one really stood out.
Right.
So it is time to kind of
reevaluate.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Fresh legs.
Yeah. So
fresh legs every year in a running back.
And even Williams, it's important. You know, is kind of like not going to be here necessarily.
Yeah, he's got long in the tooth. I mean, this is sixth year as a running back.
Free agent after this year.
That's about all I get.
So true or false? Rams draft a running back every year. Is that true?
Well, it was.
I've heard that.
They used to.
Yeah. What about New Orleans? Yeah. They do that, too, every year?
I think most teams do.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a general rule in the NFL, because Detroit's never really done it.
But these guys weren't.
They see a lot of late rounders.
Yeah, late rounders, but.
That's where you want to grab
them. Yeah, true, because life expectancy is about 3 years for a running back.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years. Yeah. That's the problem with running backs. I mean, they take a beating. They don't stay healthy.
Knees.
Here's a question I have that it is the fifth year option now is guaranteed, right? So when you get to pick 32 with the Lions here this year, and everyone wants to maybe we trade back. Who's going to jump up to the 32nd pick? Are they going to trade up for a running back that they have to guarantee the fifth year for? I'm probably not.
Well, they don't have to guarantee it.
Well, they don't have to take it. Right, exactly.
But it's not an
enticement anymore. That fifth year, now that it's guaranteed, it's more of like you're shying away a little more, aren't you? If you're a team with skill positions, right?
Yeah.
It's the only position you're going to jump up to get. Is probably a quarterback.
You almost think so.
Yeah. Right. It seems like now there's no reason to jump up for a Saquon Barkley or something like that.
Just because you get the fifth year, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it's guaranteed, and that guy might be freaking hurt after the third game after 5 years or whatever, right?
Well, my question is...
Yeah, I mean, you got to guarantee it when you go into his fourth year, whether you're going to give him his fifth year or not. It's a risk you take.
Yeah, and I just think but
you do have the first 3 years to think about it.
Right. I just think it hurts the trade value of those last six picks of the first round, and it just pigeonholes you into quarterback because.
Hey, I know it's optional, but do you really want two first round draft picks having their fifth year option, come around at the same time?
If you got two first rounders, they're going to come around the same
time. Oh, I know that, but do you really want that?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm saying I would trade out of the 32 pick.
I wouldn't.
I would.
You just do it to do it.
Well,
you're just doing it because you don't even know why you're doing it.
No, I'm doing it because maybe C's not there. Or side C, the safety. So, maybe he's not there.
It could be situational, right? If your guys aren't there, well. Or you think you can get your guy in four picks later. I'd like to package 32 and 34 and trade up for, Devontae Wyatt. Get us a freaking defensive tackle that'll wreck a house.
Right. I mean, Wyatt might be there at 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, something like
that. Maybe not.
That's where they get their defensive tackle, because that wouldn't be as much money as safety or...
But.
32,
34, I believe they're going to take a tackle.
That'd be like,
or a defensive lineman, you know, regardless of tackle or end.
Right. Yeah. I would love that. I would do. Yeah. I would truly love that.
I love that soundbite from last year of them talking in the draft room, the brain trusts.
Yeah.
Talking about or St. Brown will be there in the fourth round. We'll get him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, right some of it, yeah, and then the Onsariki, you know, is he going to last? Is he going to last in the second round, you know?
Right.
Well, they kind of missed the boat on his medicals.
You know, a little bit.
Hopefully that's a better job with everybody this year.
Yeah. You know? They didn't trade up for the wide receiver either in the first round. Jamar Chase, right? There was talk of that.
They were either going to take Sewell or Chase.
Yeah.
Whoever Cincinnati took, they were taking the other one.
Yeah. So we have no history other than last year of what Brad Holmes really would do. We talk about what L.A. used to do. We talk about what New Orleans used to do.
Yep.
We don't have any true tendencies to go by. So this is a truly unique draft, and I'm used to the Lions drafting in like the 20s, you know, and doing mock drafts and trying to figure out who's going to be available.
Right at 8-9 wins.
Yeah, you know.
Every year.
And it's easy to go through a mock draft and figure out who's going to be available around 15 to 25. Yeah. But when you don't have a really, you know, overall number one, number two going, it screws everything up.
Yeah. Take the best player, man.
Right. And then when you get to 32, you're like, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not
going to spend the time to go through 31 picks and try to make a mock draft.
I like your scenario, Rich, where, you know, somebody kind of freaks out that somebody else is going to move up ahead of them and take their guy,
Carolina.
Move up to number two just because they're paranoid somebody's going to take their guy.
Sure, that's what it's going to take at this point.
Yeah,
because there's no consensus. Number one, that's the word I was looking for. Is consensus number one? Right. So someone's going to have to be like, "Crap, that's my guy." It's no one else's guy, but it is my guy.
Well, it's probably. I mean, Hutchinson is probably the safest pick for Jacksonville, and you know, if he goes off the board number one. You know, I mean, there could be somebody that would be willing to come up to number two to get Thibodeau. You know, if the Jets want to jump up from four, make sure they jump over Houston.
Yeah.
You know.
And really, if you're talking like Jets and Giants and Houston, to go 1, 2, 3, 4 spots, whatever, you know.
Right.
It's not a big leap. And
still going to get a good guy.
The offers are going to be, we don't need 3 first rounders to jump up 6 spots or 5 spots. You know, off year. We all know it. There's not a lot of freaking bait out there.
Exactly.
Just take 2 second rounders to move up 3 spots or move back 3 spots.
Yep.
And call it good.
Well, if we're going to get our quarterback,
it doesn't meet up with the trackers, you know. But
if they're going to pass on a quarterback this year and take one next year, they could use those 3-round draft picks. You know, if we finish like, you know, say we're in the bottom part because we won this year, you know, 15 to 20 somewhere in there, say, you know. We use those two draft picks to move up to get our quarterback. You know, that's just, you know, what having that many first round draft picks could do for you. You know, you can actually get the guy you're targeting, even if he's projected to go before you. You know, before your pick. So, and that was Neil Rule pointed that out at Woodward Sports look for the Lions to do that next year. Look forward to use 2 of those first round draft if we have 3, you know.
Yeah,
and
we'll
see. Move up to get our number one guy.
Next year, Goff's contract's still at $30 million.
Oh, I know it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah, it's still a reasonable contract. We'll see what they do. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, they can dump them, save $20 million, dump them the next year, save $25 million. You know, or keep them for both years. You know, at $30 million, and
develop your future.
The rest of build the rest of the team.
Right, exactly.
Don't worry about the quarterback. You know, we'll see. We'll see what they, you know, end up doing at the quarterback. Yeah. I don't think they're going to make any big splashes this year.
No, I would think the top three quarterbacks are gone by the 15th pick.
Yeah, probably.
You know, they're not going to be top five, and it just maybe not even top eight.
You know, Pickett and Ritter and...
And Malik Willis.
I think
those three guys will go. They'll just dum.
There might be three teams.
Yeah. Well, everybody thought Aaron Rodgers was going to go early.
Yeah. The other thing was, you know, linebackers. That, you know, we talked about, you know, we've added linebackers. We don't really have to draft linebackers. But, you know, and some don't think that we will. But, I think that there's probably a linebacker or two that they specifically like, that if they fall in third round, that, you know, they will target.
Right, third round. Yeah, at the top, at the earliest, right? You're not looking at N'Kobe Dean at 32.
At 228 pounds, I don't think anybody should be looking at N'Kobe Dean as a linebacker.
And it takes away from something else that they're going for.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think...
you got a name,
you know, guys Tommy? Like Quay Walker and Troy Anderson.
I like those guys,
more in the range of what they're looking for at linebacker, but I don't think they're going to, target them at 32 or 34.
Right. No.
I think there's defensive line and
there's a lot of room for a lot of picks there.
There are.
There's a lot of wide receivers. There's a lot of cornerbacks. Yeah. So, and then the safeties, you add four safeties to the mix, that extends usually there's like two safeties and they don't start till, like 27.
Yeah.
There's
a nice group of safeties, 32, 34. I mean, you're going to get a top safety if you grab one in that range.
Yeah, and that'll be the third safety at the time.
And you're still going to get a good defensive tackle if you, in that range.
Yeah, they're exactly. Starting late now.
And guaranteed Detroit's looking at all those possibilities, all of them. You know, safety, even if they do get seed, they stick will probably get a later one too,
Well, I thought, they might double up, but, they did add Deshaun Elliott.
Lost a draft pick.
Even if they draft one high, and plug them in, and you leave Will Harris as a safety, that still only leaves you with five, real safeties.
Right.
And that includes C.J. Moore. Basically four, and then the rest of the guys,
Right.
Breeze and Brady Breeze.
Brady Breeze. Yes. He's on the drops list space is needed.
I mean, there's a few guys sitting there, but none of them are that good. So there's instant replacement depending on if you're keeping five or six. And if you keep five, you gotta add one.
Yeah.
Gotta
add one.
Unless Brady Breeze is gonna be, your main backup.
Right. And that's the big fight, is where is that one?
Yeah.
Right?
Where do you take that one?
Yeah.
Who's that going
to
be?
Right. Well, what they did with Jerry Jacobs and A.J. Parker. I don't necessarily, think that they kind of lack any in that department of finding the right guy.
I think they can find decent talent, late, but that doesn't mean they're great players.
True. That's true. But what they have done with the guys that they did get.
The coaching staff is adequate.
Yeah,
freaking adequate.
More than adequate, I think. I thought that was great.
Better than what we've had in the past.
Absolutely.
Considering what we had in the past was not adequate.
Speaking of the past, Dwayne Fonts, the year after he drafted Barry Sanders, drafted Andre Ware, a quarterback.
Not his fault. Not his fault.
You know, because it was another
Heisman Trophy.
Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, not
okay. His fault. So he would take Malik Willis. And then after that was Bobby Ross. Bobby Ross would take an offensive lineman. He'd already traded Decker.
Yeah.
All right. Then came Millen.
Definitely his fault.
Yeah. You know, he would have taken the wide receiver, Drake London. He'd be fascinated by Drake London. He'd got to have Drake London.
Then
Mayhew would come along. And Mayhew would probably, you know, best player available. He'd have, you know, probably go with Thibodeau, you know. Quinn, he would be smart, and he would try to do the right thing and draft
he'd take cornerback. Hamilton, man.
He would take Hamilton. Or maybe the third best cornerback.
McCreary with the short arm.
McCreary. Oh, we've been really scoping him out. Okay, yeah. Bob.
T-Rex arms.
You know, so if Brad Holmes is a rock star, you know, he will draft.
Yes.
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well,
followed up with some scenes. Followed that up with some Logan Hall. Followed that up with some Troy Anderson.
It wasn't Coach Fonce's fault. All right. He didn't draft him.
He was right there on those number one picks. Yes, he was, man.
And that's how
all he was doing was drinking and smoking a cigar.
Yeah, that's how we survived years.
Yeah, that was back when.
He said, "Yes, sir. Yes, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
President, and then basically you had the lead scout ran the draft room,
right?
And with Wayne, and after Wayne would get his like first pick in, he'd light up a cigar and head for the golf course. You guys do the rest. Good draft.
I need a line
Thanks,
of coke.
Wayne. Thanks, Wayne.
I need a line of coke and a round of golf.
Oh, jeez.
Those were the days.
Those were the good old days. Well, it's probably. Anything else? Well, we got 3 minutes.
No, did we hit on tight ends? We already did that, didn't we?
Tight ends. There's one. There's a blocking tight end late.
Yep, that started for him at Senior Bowl.
Yeah, what's Bellinger.
Bellinger. Look out for him.
Anyone that started in Senior Bowl is probably fair game.
Yeah.
Offensive tackles and guards and
whatever.
You know, late round, whoever's if this guy's not there and that guy's not there and this guy is, what the heck? We're building a team.
Yeah, we never really talked about tackles. I mean, you know, that's, that late, tackle guard, swing tackle.
Yeah. Cade Mays, I think, is the starting left tackle.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, there's a handful of guys that, you know, are really interesting prospects that have, you know, good athleticism, you know, can work inside, outside.
Yeah.
You know, aren't, you know, ready out of the box, you know. And that's different tackles, but.
It's different from drafting a right guard. Say, a right guard could probably, at the third round, come in and start.
Yeah.
But you get a fourth, fifth round tackle. Well, he's probably going to take a while, you know, to be your swing guy.
You want a rotational guy.
Yeah,
you know,
tackle's a little harder than guard. Right, you can take a guard earlier and make him start, or later. You can take
as far
a guard
as rotational
later.
Guys. I mean, you can get like a Tommy Kramer, you know, as a UDFA.
Yes. But if you want a starting tackle, he's got to be first, second, third round.
Right.
And that's second, third looking. Round takes a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I need a Tommy Kramer jersey. No doubt about it.
You don't have one yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, before the power runs out on the phone, we're just going to say it's the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. Randy at Wooden Tunes 2 and Tom at Twitter Tom. Myself, Rich at Piss Poor Packers.
Aren't you playing somewhere this weekend?
Oh, the Elks. We're having a gig at the Elks Lodge here in Charlevoix.
Cool. You're going to play drums for what's the name of the band?
Strings Attached.
Strings Attached.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. And
we'll be there.
Yeah. I tell you what, it'll be a hell of a
Sheila
lot more.
Sheila Holiday works there too, so
should be a lot more fun than the USFL.
Yeah. Watch for deer one pride.
Go Lions.